Time now for Coffee with the Coach, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
All right, Coach, I think throughout the year, I think football teams change. Obviously, your team is much different than they were in week one. When you flip on the tape with the Baltimore Ravens, what do you see when you look at them?
Well, I see a real solid football team in all three phases. They continue to be explosive in the kicking game, defensively strong up front, and offensively got an explosive group of receivers, Flacco with big arm, deep ball thrower, and a good running game from Forsett and their back. So a well-balanced team that's tough, physical, built to last.
Talking about their nose tackle, Lodi Nada, does everything start with him up front, front seven, when you start to set protections and all that?
Well, it starts with all those guys, Williams, Suggs, Doomerville. McPhee does a good job for him in the as a pass rusher. Upshaw is another good edge player. So they have a lot of depth, a lot of players in there. Canny is a problem. So they have a lot of depth and a lot of good players there. I don't think you can underestimate any of them.
Any similarities to the Lions front? You look at some of the disruptive fronts. I mean, just saw you guys take on the Jets, a lot of first-rounders up front, big, tough guys. Similarities to Detroit maybe more so than any other team you've played?
I think that's fair. Think this is a front that's similar to the Detroit front in terms of their power and explosiveness. The thing about Detroit, though, is they were a four-man front all the way. The Ravens are really a three-man front. That could be a four-man front. That could be a five-man front. And in sub situations, those outside linebackers are defensive ends, but they're coverage players, so they give the Ravens a little more flexibility than the front that we saw in Detroit. So it's a little different, some different problems there.
All right, time now for the Ace Ticket Twitter question of the week, and it comes from @MikeC. Wants to ask, game planning from all three phases, all three units, offense, defense, kind of understand what goes into that. How much do you game plan special teams from that perspective? Setting up returns, maybe
equally amount.
Wow.
Yeah, you have to, again, make sure you know their personnel and understand what problems that their personnel bring, and then what schemes they use and how they match up against your schemes, and or what type of adjustments you would expect them to make based on our personnel, how we would expect them to handle certain players or that type of thing. And then, of course, this time of year, you always have to take into account the conditions, which will affect the kicking game a lot quicker than will affect the offense or defense, running game or passing game. So that's, you'll have to be prepared for that as well. So all those things play a big part of it. It's just as much as offense and defense.
Those conditions change pretty much hour to hour here in the Northeast, right?
Well, which way the wind's blowing can definitely affect which way you're going to return the ball, or on kickoffs, whether you're going to have a chance to return it, or whether it's going to come down, might come down 5 yards out of the end zone, or might come down on the 10-yard line, and that affects some things too. So, I think you have to take all those things into account in your planning and then see what happens on game day.
All right, sounds good. Good answer right there. If you want to ask the coach a question, got to follow the team on Twitter, and that's @Patriots, hashtag it with AskBB. You're going to be back later in the show with the Bellastrator. What are we going to look at with the Ravens?
We'll look at that Ravens defense.
All right, sounds good, Coach.